The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Edition of Are You Kidding Me? And we have to pick a winner from last hour for the bacon 4-pack from Cloverdale. The applewood bacon, the smoked bacon, oh my gosh. And you know, we ship this right to your door. I don't know if it goes out UPS, FedEx, overnight or what, but it goes right to your door, the big 4-pack of the bacon goodies for the caller each hour. And we decided on Ron in Newtown. And Ron Todd was the guy that called in and suggested that Obama was singing Don't Worry, Be Happy. And
Ron was the guy with the pictures that he forwarded on, and we reposted on social media.
Well, that guy was from Bismarck. He wasn't from Newtown. He was the man Dan guy that was out there collecting garbage. That wasn't Ron in Newtown, I don't think.
Okay.
Am I confused? So you're thinking
you're confused anyway, Scott. It's got nothing to do with
that's
this.
That's par for the course. Yes. I believe Ron in Newtown was the guy that
Coin and Ron won it.
Ron won it. So, okay, all right. And you have Ron's information?
Yep, forwarded on already.
All right, beautiful. So we'll make sure he gets the big. And the best news is, you know, hey, a whole new hour of competition here to be the caller of the hour on What's On Your Mind. And here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, with your email questions and or comments. And by the way, let's get back to the phones, because of a boatload of folks waiting to weigh in here. Steve in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not bad. I just called in voting yes for Measure 6. The people that are saying that it'll flood the court system, it's the court system's job. It ain't that you get into court tomorrow or next week. If you gotta wait, you gotta wait. Another thing is, when they say child support, no one's bringing out how child support profits off of this. That's why they're so aggressive. They don't care who pays. They don't care if the mom pays or the dad pays. It's just that they pay, so they get matching federal funds. And it's a little bit, people don't talk about that. So.
Who are you talking about?
Yes.
Who are you talking about, Steve? Who's the who in your there's nothing about child support in Measure 6, but who are you specifically talking about? Who wins?
As far as child support?
Yeah.
Yeah, it isn't. Child support don't care who pays, just as long as somebody pays. They don't care if the dads pay or the moms pay. They just pay as much as they can get out because they got matching funds from the federal government back to the state. So
are you, but I'm still confused as to say, when you say child support, who are you talking about, the state itself?
Yeah, the state, the child support institution, that's why they so aggressively come after people who owe child support, because they profit from the money they collect. They get matching funds from the federal government. Okay?
Who's they? Who's they? Again, you're confusing.
Child support does, Scott.
Child support, that's a term I'm not familiar with. Are you talking about the state making sure that what is owed is collected?
Yeah, what is collected, they get matching funds.
Well, I've never heard that before, but, that there'd be matching funds. So, in other words, if I owe child support and I pay $1,000 towards my child to my spouse for the protection of that child, matching funds come from who? You know, I think you're confused. I don't know if there's any matching funds that would come from that. Who would they come from? But if I'm wrong, somebody will set us straight. Marilyn and Tioga, listening on 1090 KTGO, what's on your mind? Oh, Marlon. Okay, I have a look like Marilyn. Maybe I'm going blind. Marlon, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. This is on Measure 5. I was just wondering if any of you guys seen that advertisement on Measure 5, where that Oshie, the UND player, hockey player, was to vote yes for it. Isn't he from Roseau, Minnesota? Or correct me if I'm wrong.
He is from Roseau, Minnesota, yep.
I didn't understand why he was on a North Dakota commercial for a Measure 5.
Well, the Measure 5 proponents have been a little confused about where they're advocating, because they use pictures of South Dakota. They use teachers who from Mandan who aren't teachers from Mandan. If they're using now a Minnesota player to advocate on their behalf, that would be pretty much par for the course on the deceit that Measure 5 has put forward.
Here's a prime example how money would get wasted there. I go to the river quite a bit, and we kept seeing this boat coming in once a week or once every 2 weeks. So, and they were with the fish or the core or whatever, and we were trying to figure out what they were doing. There's about four or five guys that would go in it every time. So we went down there and asked them. And they said what they would do is go along the shores and move the piping plover nest a certain distance away from the water when the water rises or when it lowers. They got to be a certain distance away from the water. And they said they get paid big money for it. And they do this every summer. So we asked them, well, what do you do in the wintertime? They said they pay us good enough in the summertime, we don't even have to work in the wintertime.
Well, there's something, exactly. So you want some of that? Then I guess you're for Measure 5, right? You want some... You want a little bit of that, go for that. Yikes.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Marlon, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And I hadn't seen the T.J. Oshie thing. Kind of surprises me, actually. But, again, a Minnesotan advocating for North Dakota.
Yeah.
Measure 5 is a bit odd, bit of a head-scratcher. Thanks a bunch. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Looks like Robert in Bismarck on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Robert?
Hey, Rob. This shared parenting, I just want to state that guy way earlier, he's saying about child support. I do shared parenting. 1 week on, 1 week off. I get my kids tonight at 5 for a week. And on the child support, they calculate how much I make, and then they calculate how much she makes. So they figure out how much she would pay me for 1 week, and then they'd figure out how much I would pay her for 1 week. Well, I make more money than she does, so that offsets it, so then she doesn't pay me anything. I only pay her for each week she gets the kids. So,
all right, here's what I'm confused about. I don't see where Measure 6, has anything to do with the child support. Maybe we're due for a clarification on Measure 6. I did get a text from somebody that says social service organizations do get grant money from the feds to administer child support programs. That may be.
And I pay into the child support program, and then they in turn send that money to her. They don't give her any extra money. They just give her my money.
Right, exactly. You know? But he was saying there was like matching dollars, seems I'd never heard that before.
That's Steve. I know Steve. I know his situation. I feel for him too. You know, I'm a father, and I know Steve real well. And you know, I'm voting yes for it, just because you vote yes. And if it does pass, the state's still gonna assess you to see if you're a qualified parent and see. And check you out to see if the man or the woman is capable and a legitimate parent, you know? Doesn't mean that you're going to get 50-50 grand right off the bat. No way.
All right,
you've got to be evaluated.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We get a lot of calls off the air as well, leaving a message. Always welcome those as well. And we have one from Jamestown. Go ahead and roll that. Todd, the 2-4
call. I'm a little suspect on that guy down by Jamestown calling in for fuel. I just got fuel yesterday, both clear and dyed. The fuel delivery man said that the farm fuel that I received is the same as the fuel that I use in my semi-truck. All I do is add the dye to it. So when the gentleman says that he's out of farm fuel, maybe he's out of farm fuel dye that he cannot put in the fuel. That distributor does not worry about the road tax that is paid by the end user. So I'm a little suspect on the comments saying that they're out of farm fuel. Just a little food for thought. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I did do a little checking on that yesterday, and one retailer said, well, for one, you can't build your church for Easter Sunday, and the entire region has had a perfect harvest weather-wise, and that runs right into fall tillage, and there's not been any rain days to give the fuel terminals a chance to recover, so there could be a slowdown in some of the supply. And, you know, the fuel markets are down, so farmers and dealers and wholesalers don't necessarily want to hold fuel on hand in down markets. So that makes some sense. Somebody else said, yeah, I just heard a soybean ad on your air. If we use 10% soy in our diesel, it'd make major tension, it'd take major tension off the rubber band of supply. And also, obviously, having multiple suppliers, if you're a retailer, helps those bubbles that caller was talking about. So we have been trying to get some answers on that. Let's see. Do we have time for the other quick call, Todd? Go ahead and roll Measure One call there.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, this is Debbie. And I just wanted to leave a comment. I was so happy to see in the Grand Forks Herald October 23rd, the 60 doctors that Measure One was good for North Dakota. You know, what a godsend. Our doctors are finally deciding to stand up and speak out for life. I just wanted to read one little part.
Tell you what,
we'll have enough time.
We'll have it'll be suspense for us. We'll find that one little part when we come back on What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So what's on your mind? We're live today at Chanley High School in Fargo, actually, for a special guest that will join us to talk about North Dakota's legislation on the pro-life front, to talk about measure number one, to talk about Chanley High School and other schools from all throughout North Dakota leading the March for Life in Washington, D.C., which will be coming up in January. He's speaking to the students now. We broadcast here today from Chanley, so we could make it easy for him to leave the stage there and come on our air. So we'll do that coming up. Yana Murdahl will be here, chairperson of North Dakota Choose Life as well today on the program. We did have a conversation yesterday with John Ashcroft, the attorney general, who said the parade of horrors that Measure 1 proponents are predicting has not happened in Missouri with similar language, so it won't happen here. And you'll hear that on the news stories as well throughout the day. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. By the way, MyPillow.com, when you go there, use promo code Scott, and you'll get a great deal on the very same pillow that Todd and I sleep on. That's the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. Savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. This pillow is amazing. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And when I forget it, I don't have it on the road, I notice it. I do not sleep as well. I'm addicted to my pillow. It's the bottom line. I think I needed to, you know, need to disclose that here on the program. Have a little therapy. Patented interlocking pill. This thing adjusts to any sleep position. It's machine washable. It's dryable like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic, too. That's important for some folks. It stays cool so you're not tossing and turning. A 10-year warranty that it will not go flat. Think of that.
By the way, we don't sleep on the same pillow, just to clarify.
No, yeah, Todd has his own pillow.
We each have our own My Pillow pillow.
Yeah, his wife. Those aren't pillows. No, anyway.
Plane, I love that movie.
And automobiles. 60-night money-back guarantee is a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, so what are we doing now, Todd? You're running the show. Are we going back to the
I'm cars? Running
the,
well, tell you what, to complete the thought, here's what we started, here's where we left off.
I just wanted to read one little part about from Paul Carson, an infectious disease specialist in Fargo, said it was drafted in a very deliberate manner to not to be self-executing, meaning it wouldn't on its own make, overturn, or change laws. And, you know, that's what we have been saying all along. I also wanted to ask, I saw in this article that Cindy Morrison is the executive vice president of marketing and public for Sanford Health, the ones who called people for Measure 1. I mean, these in vitro doctor called Measure 1 that we were terrorists. But anyway, I was wondering, is she any relation to Steve Morrison, the lawyer who's been writing all the letters against Measure 1 in the paper in the Herald? I don't know about Fargo, but I know there's been quite a few in the Herald. Yep, thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, and a lot of good information there. I don't believe Cindy Morrison, who I do know, is, by the way, with Sanford Health out of Sioux Falls. And the Sioux Falls office is related to Steve Morrison, who is the attorney that is saying all the vitriolic things about Measure 1 and creating a bit of a smokescreen on it. But I appreciate you calling. Appreciate you sharing exactly what the doctors are saying as well. 800-228-0550. Okay, let's go rapid fire through these calls, all of which want to talk about Measure 6, by the way. So to get to all of you, I'm going to ask each of you just to say what you need to say as quick as you can say it, you know, kind of a one-sentence only thing, and we'll get to all of you. Randy on the road listing on 550 K-Fire, yes or no on 6?
No.
Why?
Because I have custody of two grandchildren that I watch all the time. I raise them, and the one I've had for 6 years, and there have never been any contact from any of the fathers. And what happens if all of a sudden one of these guys decides he wants to get in there on the picture when he's some bottom feeder? You know what I mean? So what rights do we have to keep that covered? That's what I'm wondering.
All right. He's a no on 6. Eric and Grafton, yes or no on 6, and why?
Yes on 6, and here's why. What I don't hear people talk about is the institution of family is being destroyed by the family law right now. Here's why I think. If someone's on the bubble with this measure, listen to this. The problem is women are women, because it's biased towards the women. Family law is, if they hit some bumps in their marriage, it's too quick to jump ship, so to speak, and because they know they're going to get custody of the kids, and they know they're going to get a child support check to go with it.
I appreciate the call. I'm going to keep going here, keep to my promise. Mitch in Park River, listening on 550 KFIRE, yes or no on 6 and why?
Yep, voting yes on 6. It's supported by U.S. Supreme Court rulings and numerous hundreds of social science experts on what's best for kids that have just endorsed shared parenting in an article, a study done nationwide, worldwide. Experts, 110 experts have endorsed shared parenting as being what's best for kids, and it is nothing but the Bar Association and family law attorneys opposing this because they're afraid they're going to lose their profits when this passes because they can't keep parents fighting for years on end.
I wish that was the case. Gosh almighty. I mean, that'd be the real winner. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Jim Bismarck, yes or no on Measure 6 and why?
I'm going to vote yes on the measure because the thing about it is that it's going to get more time with both parents. Right now, I'm making less than $16 an hour, but I'm paying almost $700 a month in child support. And, of course, it's all going to the mother right now. And I don't have any money or time to be able to spend with the child. Now, when they figure out the child support, they figure it out before taxes. They don't figure out the net. They figure out the gross. If they were to take the net, what I would be bringing home if we were still married, I could deal with that. But they take it before the gross. Any other money that you have, if you're a disabled veteran, they take the money from that. Part-time job, they take the money from that. But it's going to save me money in the long run to be able to start supporting my child the way I would like to be able to do it. Because
Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Just a really jam for time here today, and we do have our guest on the phone from the bus tour. Which, by the way, is first Wayne Stengem, our Attorney General. Wayne, how you doing?
Very well, Scott. We're looking forward to a very enjoyable day. We're just passing the center North Dakota exit on I-94.
And this is not your first rodeo nor your first bus tour. You've been on a few of these over the years, haven't you, Wayne?
I have. We do these every year. I've been doing it since 2000, and it's just a wonderful opportunity, first of all, to gather together our volunteers first, thank them for all the things that they're doing, but also to energize them, remind them that, yes, voting is going on even now, but we need to make sure we redouble our efforts and don't give up until November 4th.
Good to hear from you. You got Julie next door to you there?
I do. I'm going to get the chairman of the Public Service Commissioner, Brian Kalk, is seated right behind me, and I'll hand it back to him. You have a good weekend, and good to be on your show, Scott.
You as well. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You bet. By the way, they're starting in Dickinson at 11:30. That's the Dickinson.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, super. I think Wayne set it up beautifully. We're out there to fire up the troops and get people out the boat and bring home the victory here in a couple weeks.
Tell me in about 20 seconds or less what the hot issue is in your race for PSC.
Well, I think the big thing that we're working on is continuing the good work we've done for the past 6 years, pipeline safety, making sure you have a reliable power grid. That tends to be the issues that we're working the most on.
All right. By the way, here's the schedule. Dickinson next up at 11:30, then Williston at 3, and then Minot at 6. Tomorrow they'll be in Bismarck at 9 a.m., Fargo at 2:30, Grand Forks at 6, and 2:30 in Grand Forks, and Jamestown at 6, rather, tomorrow night. NDGOP.org for all the details. We'll check with Julie Liffrig when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why are you kidding me as the newest major one this morning? It seems that young ladies are being told that they won't be able to get birth control anymore if the major one passes. I know a young lady who puts her opinion out on the internet quite often, and she's just on a tirade saying that when if measure one was passed, she could no longer get birth control pills. Personally, I say keep your legs together, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, all right. Anyway, you know, first of all, I think that, you know, as Attorney General John Ashcroft, the former Attorney General of the United States, said it as best I've heard anybody say it yesterday. The parade of horrors that is being suggested that will happen as a result of Measure 1 are just lies. They've not come to fruition anywhere else where this has been there, and you can add that one to the list. And unfortunately, it's not fun to watch because it's folks advocating for... a very clear reason. We're going to talk about that with our guest, leader of the effort of Measure One, North Dakota Choose Life, Gianna Murdahl, and a special guest visiting North Dakota, National Pro-Life Leader Father Frank Pavone of Priest for Life in just a moment. But first, Julie Fedorchuk is on the bus, and our last chat with the folks on the bus, we've had a chance to talk to Doug Goring now, who is, of course, North Dakota Commissioner, the Attorney General Wayne Stengen, Brian Colt, Public Service Commission member. And Julie, are you there? All right, Julie, not there, Shane? Oh, I see. We got a bad cell signal. So we'll try and get Julie on before the end of the hour if we can.
Yeah, that route to Dickinson definitely has a lot of drops in it.
It does, yeah. They're headed to Dickinson next. We do have to have Julie on only because I've called her Julie Lithwick a million times, which is her...
Million?
Yeah, pretty much.
I told you a billion times not to exaggerate.
Anyway, that's her maiden name. It's Julie Fedorchuk. And because I'm a dinosaur and I just get that in my head and I just repeat it over and over and over again, voters are going to probably, because of me, go to the ballot and go, okay, Public Service Commissioner, I don't see this Julie Lithwick. I see a Julie Fedorchuk, but I don't see a Julie Lithwick.
So much for dinosaurs being extinct then.
So all my fault. Anyway, let me welcome our guests here to the program. And any questions you have for these guests specifically on Measure One, I'd really encourage our listeners specific to the pro-life legislation that has passed, or the court challenges of it, specific to the things you've heard about Measure 1 that you're worried about, here's two experts. Call them at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Father Pavone, welcome back to North Dakota. How are you?
It is great to be back. Thank you for the warm welcome. And I look forward to, all too short of a visit, but I look forward to speaking in many places today.
It is a little bit warmer than a very cold day that I remember you were on the steps of the state capitol. I think it was in April of the last legislative session there to recognize North Dakota as having nation-leading legislation.
Nation-leading. And, I wanted to be there to personally thank the governor and the legislators who and the pro-life, all the pro-life advocates who made that legislation possible. And you know, this is one of the tragedies of Roe v. Wade, which has now been with us since 1973, that not only did it fail to recognize the rights that the unborn children have, it failed to recognize the rights that the states have. And this is where now the states like North Dakota are pushing back against that and saying, wait a minute, we have one very simple, basic right among all the other rights that we have, and the best way to formulate it, as far as I'm concerned, is simply this: we in North Dakota have the right to protect our children. That this is what it boils down to. We have the right to protect the smallest, the weakest of our children in their first 9 months of life while they're still in the womb, and we're going to act on that right, and we're going to press for that right. And that's why I wanted to come then, and that's why I come now.
That's fantastic. And, of course, we've seen what the courts have done with that legislation. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk, Yana, with you about Measure 1. Julie Fedorchuk is on the phone, so we'll catch up with her. Julie, how are you? We didn't get another drop, did we? Is Julie on the phone?
Hello.
Hi, Julie. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. In a van full of Republican statewide officials heading across the state to help encourage people to get out and vote.
My apologies for every voter that goes to the ballot box looking for Julie Lithrig on the ballot, by the way, because I keep saying your maiden name. So I've apologized. But it's the only Julie running for a public service commission, so that should help, right?
That should help, yes. Stick with Julie. You're good.
Stick with Julie. Exactly right. Well, this is your first time on a statewide ballot, although you've been part of campaigns before, having worked for Ed Schaefer. What's it feel like, Julie?
It's really exciting, and the campaign has been a lot of fun getting out across the state, visiting with North Dakotans for the last, really, a year. I launched my campaign on a year ago, November 4th, so it's been a really exciting time and a lot of great discussions, met some wonderful people, and very excited for Election Day.
Next stop, Dickinson at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge. It'll happen at 11:30 Mountain, then up to Williston for a rally at 3 at the El Rancho Hotel, then Minot tonight, 6 o'clock at the Sleep Inn. Then you guys are doing this all over tomorrow. Bismarck headquarters at 9 a.m., Fargo headquarters at 12 noon, Grand Forks at 2:30, and then wrap up in Jamestown tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the headquarters there. So have fun, Julie. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You can follow the tour at ndgop.org, 800-228-0550 if you have questions for Father Pavone or Yana Murdahl. Yana, I really see an entity and a group of folks who are just relentless on this. You were relentless on all the pro-life legislation and now for Measure 1 as well. But you have to feel a little bit like you're under siege, you're under attack, huh?
Interesting. I echo Father Pavone's sentiments there, and I really appreciate him being back in our state. It's a little warmer this time than when we froze our feet off. But I have to say to your listeners, who would you trust more? Somebody like Father Pavone, who's not just nationally a leader on this, but worldwide a leader, not just for the Catholic Church, but for anyone. People like former Governor Hoeven, current Senator, Congressman Kramer, former governor and his wife, Ed Schaefer and Nancy, and actually my mother-in-law, Lieutenant Governor and a legislator, Rosemary Myrdal, who has now come out very strongly, first time she's spoken out in 14 years for anything like this. And now former U.S. Attorney General Ashcroft, do you trust them on this issue, or do you trust people like Law Professor Morrison from UND, who isn't even licensed to practice law in North Dakota, who worked for the ACLU and actually defends the right of sex offenders not to be registered, or people who call us, sadly, doctors who call us the Taliban, or supporters that name us the Third Reich, or words that I won't repeat here. Seriously, Scott, it's a no-brainer for your listeners. And also follow the money. Planned Parenthood is an organization that kills a baby in America every 94 seconds. They don't exist in North Dakota. Why do you think they're spending $1.4 million to convince North Dakotans to vote no? They've never been involved in vitro fertilization. They've never cared for end of life. They care for one thing only, and that's the money bottom line of killing unborn babies and hurting women.
And I have to ask you about this, Father Pavone, because Jan is exactly right. The opposition to Measure One has been all funded by Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
It doesn't exist here.
Right.
And, by the way, all the arguments have not even mentioned the abortion issue. They're talking about in vitro fertilization. They're talking about end-of-life issues. So does that mean we're winning on winning hearts and minds on the pro-life issue, do you believe?
Well, first of all, yes, we are. And one of the reasons we are, and it ties in with this battle over Measure 1, is the other side does not want to reveal what their true motives are and the extremism of their position on abortion. I was just talking to the students here at Shannon and say to them, listen, you listen to the abortion advocates, the last thing they want to talk about is abortion, because we are winning minds, hearts, and common sense arguments about it. Here's why they're opposing this Measure One. They see abortion as an absolute human right, and they want nothing to limit it, nothing to get in the way of it. And when the people of this state, like North Dakota, rise up and say, no, we want more reasonable limits on abortion, and we want to protect our unborn children, that flies in the face and contradicts the extreme position of Planned Parenthood, which is abortion at any time in pregnancy, for any reason, with no restrictions, no involvement of the parents in the minor's abortion, no regulation of abortion facilities, nothing. They want absolutely unlimited abortion. And we've got to see what their agenda here is. That's why money's coming in from the outside. They have a national and, in fact, international objective of having abortion without the slightest restriction whatsoever. And the American people, and certainly the people of North Dakota, have never, never bought into that extreme position.
And that's, Muyana, one thing I think is very important part of Measure One. I said, whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, whatever you are, philosophically, whatever your beliefs are, this to me is really more about protecting elections and laws, because to go to what Father Pavone said, you have a judge in Fargo that took nation leading legislation that was very clear on this, and all of a sudden added rights that didn't exist.
Well, exactly, and so it has to do with exactly what Father Pavone is talking about, the extremism of the other side, and how would they not love to come into North Dakota and make a test case out of us, a state that is now so highly respected on all levels, whether it's economic and on the life issue, but also legislative integrity. You know, legislators and voters write law, not judges and out-of-state money, period.
Right.
That's our state's right. And to go back to something Father Pavone started with, you know, the Supreme Court revisited Roe versus Wade in the early 90s in Casey versus Planned Parenthood. And they upheld Roe, but they also threw it out to the states and said, well, you have the right to protect life and potential life.
And that's what a bipartisan group of legislators in North Dakota did with, that was the whole argument.
And that's what we've done.
Right.
And so guess what? Father Pavone knows this, over the last 3 or 4 years, states have created 200 regulations or restrictions on abortion, and the abortion industry is losing, and they're freaking out, frankly, and they're pouring money in to stop that law.
And remind us what these are, because these are common sense measures, right?
These are parental consent for minors, full disclosure of information for women, which I'm passionate about. I mean, I just had bunion surgeries a year ago, and believe me, they gave me every detail to the point of almost fainting. Why should a woman go in and not have full disclosure information? Ultrasound, waiting periods, hospital admittance for doctors, which is another passionate thing for me. Women should deserve full health care. And also, ban on partial birth abortion, ban on 20-week abortion, and ban on what I call the Trig Palin bill, if you will, ban on abortion because of gender or genetic abnormalities. Are we going to be a society in North Dakota that says we're going to take the least of these and we're going to defend them? And therefore, honestly, Scott, our state has been blessed. Everybody listening, our lawmakers, our governor, we have been exceedingly blessed in North Dakota, and I firmly believe it's because we take care of the least of these.
And Father, this is Republicans and Democrats coming together.
Coming together.
Yeah.
And I see that in on the national level and all across in the states when it comes to these measures that most of the American people agree with. Because none of the things you just said prohibit someone from getting an abortion. I mean, it's sad if they do. It's an act of despair. It's not an act of freedom. But look, we're talking about, involving a parent in the decision of a minor to undergo a surgical procedure. I mean, who, pro-life or pro-choice, would not support that? Why do we want our state? See, what Planned Parenthood wants is the state constitutions to say we are so going to protect abortion that not even something like that is going to be allowed. Why is it not allowed? because what you said before, and what you also said about following the money, this eats into their business. You get parents involved, you're going to have fewer abortions.
Chris in Linton has a question specifically on Measure One. We'll get to that when we come back. Joe and Minot, Bob in Valley City as well. Father Frank Pavone, a priest for life, visiting North Dakota. We'll talk with him and more with Yana Murdahl, the North Dakota Choose Life Group, after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. It's our final segment, one of those days where you just blink and feel like, 2 hours of talk radio is gone. And we continue, 800-228-0550. We're chatting with Father Frank Pavone from Priest for Life. Are you on the road like, 300 days a year? Or?
I am indeed, and I love it. I never get tired of it because the pro-life people are the best folks in the world.
And you brought with you an amazing relic.
Yes.
Explain to folks, if they don't know what a relic is, those of us that are Catholic do, but it's...
Yes, when someone is canonized as saint, we have objects that remind us of that person or we're associated with that person, and a first-class relic is actually from their body. So this is a few drops of the blood of John Paul II, who was recently declared by the Catholic Church to be a saint, and we brought this relic so that I could bless the students with it and remind us the blood is a sign of love, and we were talking with the students about how we have to love our youngest brothers and sisters and their moms and dads and serve them and help them, and this relic is a reminder of John Paul's teaching on life.
And you got that from one of his closest associates?
Yes, Cardinal Stanislaw Jivis, who was his right-hand man all throughout his papacy, visited the U.S. back in May, visited with me, dedicated our ministry of Priests for Life to John Paul II, and gave me the relic.
Pretty amazing. That is. Well, that'll do a lot to put some wind at your back in this
Amen.
Important cause.
Amen.
Exactly right. All right, Chris and Linton had a question specifically on Measure 1 for Jana Myrdal and Father Frank Pavone. Go ahead, Chris. You are next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I have more of a comment than a question, I guess. Me and my wife are expecting our third child, and you know, when you go in and see the ultrasound and see them little hands and them feet, there's no way in the world I could expect anybody to, you know, terminate that baby. It's the greatest blessing in the world that we've ever had is our children. And the fact that nobody prays for these people at Planned Parenthood to have a change of heart is breaking my heart, because it's our legacy. Our children are our legacy. So why are we killing our legacy every single 94 seconds? It's troubling for me.
Very good point, Chris. Do me a favor. Hang on, because A, I love Linton, and B, the image of, you know, a father with three children and reflecting on that ultrasound is, you know, warms my heart today. So we're going to make you a winner of the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack, okay, as our caller of the hour. So hang on for that. And is ultrasound part of the revolution and change the science?
Oh, yeah, that's a big part. Well, first of all, congratulations to you and your wife on this new baby. And, you know, it's true. We have to see who it is we're talking about when we talk about protecting the unborn. And ultrasound, as well as other imaging techniques, have really helped the debate.
How about praying for the opponents? That's a good suggestion, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we do that. And I've said for years and years, Scott, I have no animosity towards, and you, I can name them and I won't. I would like to sit and have coffee with any one of them, because I think, like Father Pavone said, truth is an amazing thing and imagery is an amazing thing. And we've seen many, many people come out of the abortion industry having been convicted and realized, oh, my mm-hmm. gosh, what am I doing? And it's human nature. You know, we've all been there, done that as far as done the wrong thing and grown in maturity and realized, whoops, you know, and I think we're seeing post-abortion women and men crying out loudly across this nation now as well.
I think it shows that our side's different. You know, when their side's saying you're Taliban, if you're in favor of these things,
right.
And you're saying we pray for you, right?
That's right.
Pretty profound.
We reach out to you. Exactly.
Yeah.
I had a retreat for five women who used to work in the abortion industry and came out. Among the five of them, they had taken 500,000 lives.
Wow.
And they sat there with tears in their eyes, but they said, you know, we also know that both, not only does Jesus welcome us back, these pro-life people love us.
Absolutely.
They're concerned about it.
Absolutely.
Michaela in Minot, listening on KCJB, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was just wondering if you could clarify how this law affects the end-of-life living will.
And, Jana, that's been the huge issue, right? That's the one they're using here.
It absolutely has been a huge issue. And we have expert upon expert upon expert, including yesterday, Attorney General Ashcroft, who has had statutes of this kind on the books in Missouri for 30 years and says absolutely it has no effect. Now, I appreciate your question because it needs to be clarified. A couple of things, you know, we can go into huge legal discussion here, and I hate to do that, but it is not a self-executing amendment, meaning in 125 years in North Dakota Supreme Court history, none of these amendments have been self-executing, meaning they do not abolish any current statutes, nor do they create new statutes. They protect the intent of our Constitution. Now, the full power to create statutes, which are the laws that you and I have to live by, like you shouldn't steal, don't do this, don't hit Scott over the head, that's not good, are up to the legislators still. And that's the intent of this. So the intent of this is not to abolish anything. And let me also assure people, the same people who are involved actually to create some of the strongest laws in the country, not just federal, but state laws here in North Dakota, on end-of-life care, on do not resuscitate, on living wills, were the same people who helped craft this.
And by the way, the former president of the AARP, who spent his career on senior issues, has been very clear on this to say none of that's true. I always like to say the right to life is in the North Dakota Constitution now.
Yeah.
So all of these things they say will happen could already be happening because people could point to the right to life in the Constitution.
Yeah. And I would encourage people to go to our website, you know, ndchooselife.com. We have white papers there. We have experts. We have doctors that came out, about 60 doctors here, I think, in Fargo a couple of days ago.
So and a bunch of Bismarck today.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing.
It does not have any effect on those. And you know, the question is, why on earth would us pro-lifers want to hurt you at the end of life? It doesn't make sense.
It's more lies, which you're used to, Father Pavone.
Exactly.
It's part of this debate.
No, absolutely. The other side will stop at nothing to distort what we do and what these laws do and what they don't do.
What do you think of these students that are going to be leading the March for Life, the biggest march in Washington every year?
I'm so proud about that. I'll be marching right there with them. And I was just with the leadership of the March for Life the other day. We worked together all through the year, and I told them I was going to be speaking here, and they're excited to welcome them.
It's neat of you to come and recognize that, be part of an important fundraiser tonight as well, Father. Father Pavone will be speaking at St. Anne and Joachim Church in Fargo tonight and for a very important fundraiser to get all those kids from all across North Dakota to Washington. Bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yana Myrtle.
Awesome. Awesome.
Father Frank Pavone. See you Monday.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.